Here you are! We've been looking everywhere for you.
Not precisely. We have followed your trail to the edge of the property and back.
So you saw the fence?
Affirmative.
And did you meet the guard?
No. We did not get close enough to draw his attention.
We took the hint from the electrified fence that they didn't want visitors.
Do you know what his crop is?
Maize. Why?
That wasn't corn out there.
Did you two get a closer look than I did?
We told you we didn't.
I also know that you usually carry a camera with a zoom lens, and Ajit has eyes I can practically see through everything but lead.
It wasn't corn. It was too green and too short for this time of the year.
You're right. That doesn't sound like corn. But what does it have to do with the chupacabra?
How many sightings have there been of the creature so far?
We've seen its prints several times over the past few weeks. That is why I contacted your grandfather.
But last night was the first time it's actually been seen.
See.
And the people of this area know of your past with these creatures?
My encounters are known by some, but to the majority they are considered local myth and rumor.
But if someone's believed enough of the rumors, they might consider chupacabras as something others will believe as well. Maybe enough to scare off the locals.
And he would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those darn
facts.
Exactly.
But why would anyone want to try to scare the farmers away?
To force land to become available for purchase, so he can spread out his fields.
Not to mention to gain more power and influence.
You keep saying he. You think Alakran is responsible for all of this?
Unless you can think of someone else who's hiding behind electric fences and stands to profit from the situation.
We need to contact the DEA.
We're not in America. It's not their jurisdiction.
So? Like that stops them.
I think you have seen too many movies.
Or read too many tabloids.
Or maybe the two of you haven't seen and read enough.
Either way, if there are chupacabras involved, then they...
I think what we're leading to here is that there probably aren't.
But if they are, we need to take care of them, not have these things get out to the whole world.
Here's what we'll do. The three of us will go over there tonight and see what we can find. If there's evidence that Alakran has been faking the chupacabra encounters, then we'll know it's safe to bring in the authorities. If not, we'll track down the creature, or creatures, before turning him in.
I want to go with you.
That would not be wise.
Because I'm an old man?
No, senor. Because if Alakran's as dangerous as I think he is, this community would be at a tremendous loss if a stray bullet caught you. You're more important as a leader than as a soldier.
You're that sure he's guilty of something?
But the only thing I am sure of in this case... So are the two of you ready to talk about what happened this morning yet?
I really don't think this is exactly the best time to start that conversation.
I just figured I'd give you a chance to get things off your chest before we get started.
You don't need to worry about my chest. It's doing just fine without your attention.
It was the attention that Junior was paying that made me notice.
Jealous?
You wish.
They are both young. They have not learned that happiness must sometimes be sacrificed on the altar of the future.
Jeez, Ajit, that's a pretty morbid outlook. I hope you both know that I never tried to hold you back from finding happiness. It's just...
It's not like I wanted a long-term relationship in the best of circumstances.
I have promised to be of service to the House of Geist, but I make my own decisions on how to accomplish that.
So we're good. No regrets?
Only that we had to take the time out to talk about this. Can we get moving?
Okay. Any suggestions on how to proceed?
I see the power lever to the fence on the other side. If you give me a boost, I can clear the fence and open the gate from the other side.
A boost? You can't touch the fence.
I do not intend to.
Okay, I'll trust you.
It's about time.
Lindsay, I still think it would be better if you waited here.
Like I told you at the farm, at the car, and halfway here, that's not gonna happen.
And you don't want a weapon.
I'm not a big fan of things that cause bodily harm. I'll take the pictures of the crop so we have proof, but that's all I plan to shoot.
Well, if the bullets start flying, find cover and find it fast.
Sure, That'll be a breeze in the wide open expanse of farmland.
Just be careful. We ready?
Yes. Yep.
Then let's go. Okay, Ajit. I'm set. Ellie. Oop.
Look at him go. I didn't realize he was that acrobatic.
And he was a lot lighter than I expected. If I didn't know any better, I swear he could have cleared it without the lift.
It was as if he was flying.
Nah.
Señor casa, su casa.
Ay, parada! Stop!
Let's go.
Disparelos!
Quick! Into the fields!
No! Head for the barn! Careful where you're shooting at!
I am! I'm shooting at limbs, not chests or heads.
Really?
In here, quick!
Close the doors.
That will not hold them for very long.
I'm beginning to think we should have put a little more thought into this plan.
You think? Or giving second thoughts to carrying a gun, too?
A little, yeah. But only if I knew how to use it.
If we get through this, I'll give you lessons.
What do we do now?
Come over here. You should see this.
Are those what I think they are?
They look like opium pods. That's what he's hiding.
I was thinking he was growing marijuana plants. I wasn't expecting this.
Actually, I was referring to this, inside the stall.
It looks like a Godzilla costume.
I think we found our chupacabra.
You, in the barn! Surrender now, or we'll burn you out!
I doubt it, as you have a fortune in opium in here!
It's unfortunate that you found it, Señorita Caparelli. It seems American society is going to be short Uno Playboy after tonight.
Yeah? Well, you've got a couple of guys out there with permanent limps. We'll tell you that won't be as easy as it sounds.
He may have taken down two of my men, but they're still...
Leave those kids alone, Alacran. Drop your weapons and surrender.
Jose?
You're the ones who are outnumbered now, and the police are on their way. Your operation is officially out of business.
It appears as though Señor Ramirez chose to disobey your suggestion.
Yeah. And I'll have to remember to thank him for it.
So he was using the legend of the Chupacabra to try and scare us off. So he could buy our land and expand his opium fields.
And if he had been successful, he would have become one of the most powerful drug lords in the country.
But he didn't count on Señor Ramirez having previous experience in dealing with the creatures, and be willing to put up a fight.
I'm just glad you didn't listen to Mr. Take Charge here and stay behind.
So say we all.
No, Derek was right. The day of me charging the front lines are over. That doesn't mean I can't be a leader of a community and deal with the situation with the help of my neighbors.
Mister looked like he was charging the front line. Not that I will complain.
As much as I appreciate the save, though, we really should get going.
Nonsense. You must stay at least one more night so we can celebrate our success.
You pretty much find any reason to throw a party, don't you?
See, though I'm afraid my great-grandchildren have decided to pass on the celebration.
Can't say I'm surprised.
Which is another reason. Hi, Grandpa. What's up?
How are things going, my boy?
We found out what's really going on here, and we're talking about heading out in the morning.
So it wasn't a resurgence of chupacabras?
Nope. Just a major drug dealer trying to do a land grab.
Oh, that happens too. So where are you off to now?
Probably Egypt. We found a hieroglyph in Paris that we're going to follow up on.
A hieroglyph? That's new!
It was written in invisible ink, but we got a picture of it in ultraviolet.
Really? So perhaps it was helpful having Miss Caporetti with you.
Don't push it, Grandpa.
Could you send us a copy of it? I'd like to take a look at it.
Sure thing, Grandpa, but I need to get moving. Jose wants to feed us again.
He does that. Give him my regards, Derek, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Grandpa. Goodbye.
You have been listening to The Adventures of Derek Geist, Episode 3, Chupacabra, starring, in order of appearance, Ryan Gilbert as Derek Geist, April Sadowski as Lindsay Caporelli, and Doug Zeitlin as Ajit Singh. This presentation also featured Steve Kane as Heinrich Geist, Rick Steele as Jose Ramirez, Eli Marty as Louise Ramirez, Louise Francis as Gabby Ramirez, James C. Taylor as Senor Diaz, Joan Halloran as Senora Salvador, Justin Bills as Senor Alacron, and Pete Noddett as The Guard. Derek Geist is a production and property of Timewell Electronic Recording Productions, copyright 2010. Chupacabra was written and mixed by Jim Caswell and edited by Andrea Bruner. Music was composed and produced by Jason Fetter. Ossistatus Unitus was composed and produced by Dr. Metropolis. This has been a Twerps Online presentation.